This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Generation Next. Love it.
28 minutes to 8. You're on your favourite radio station, Joy 94.9. That last song that you heard was the new one from Prophecy, Find Your Way. You're listening to Generation Next and joined tonight by Dylan Cat.
Yep, I am here.
Present. And we've got a message in from the babe and Nelson. Nelson, we realised it was you texting in. You're flagged on...
No one else would compliment yourself. No one.
Let's indulge us, listeners. Pretend like you don't know it's Nelson. Hey, guys, you sound great, except where is that Nelson guy? He sounds like such a catch. Love you. Hashtag biggest fan. Good job, guys.
Spelled J-A-W-B.
Jobs. Is that like Jowab? Oh, that's right. Getting a bit of the hustle in there.
Hey.
So, if you want to join in on the conversation at any point throughout tonight's show, you can send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email onair@joy.org.au, or you can even hit us up on the Twitter with the @GNJOY949 handle. But Kat, you've got a little segment.
Yes, I do.
What's going on, Catnip?
Well, I don't like that, first of all. No, I'm fine with it.
Just call don't me whatever do it again. You like.
All right. So a few weeks ago, my girlfriend and I were in Melbourne Central and we kissed like twice. We weren't just full on making out, I swear. And then this really creepy old lady like hobbled over to us and just kept walking right into my face and then was just like, that's disgusting. Get out of here. Go home.
Wow. So actually coming up to you and making a call like that.
Really intense. And like, even though it was an old woman and I probably, you know, if it came down to a fight, I think that I would have had it. But, you know, no matter who it was... I'm sorry, that's a really intense mental image, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's look, just... she didn't have a walking stick or anything. She wasn't that old.
Right.
But, you know, like no matter who it was still really intimidating and I was really...
How did you handle it? Like, what did you, did you engage? Did you respond?
I've never had anything like that happen to me. And I just kind of, I was really shocked. So I just kind of stared at her like with these big eyes, like, what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend and I said nothing, and then she like left the situation, like expecting me to follow, and then slowly my brain was like tick tick tick, oh, now I'm angry.
Yeah.
Tick 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 tick. And then she like grabbed me and was like, no, like we're gonna leave now.
Yeah.
And then she started crying and I was like, now I'm really angry.
Yeah.
And
because it's one thing to do something to yourself, but then when someone affects your partner, it's like, nah, that ain't gonna fly.
Like, I could deal with that. If that happened to me, I'd be like, whatever.
Mm.
Just don't talk to me. Just, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
But seeing her get so upset was like, that's not okay. That shouldn't happen. Like, what can I do to make this not happen?
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, like, if anyone has any tips.
Yeah, tips or tricks or even any past experiences that you can share, text in 0427-JOY-949. I am the worst for that.
Yeah.
For when things like that happen because...
How do you react?
With a lot of confrontation.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot of respite.
Mm.
I remember once with an ex that I had and I went to the bar and then I could hear this yelling going on in the background and I turned around and there's this guy like up in my ex-boyfriend's face and screaming at him. And I just, I snapped, like something went off inside my head. And if it wasn't for, I people around me, and that I had left a gig, and you know, I was there with the artists that were playing, and I was like, okay, cool. So now I have to have that a bit of, I guess, adult responsibilities going on. I would have done something probably that is very unwise, but I'm really bad at it. If someone yells out, you know, fag, or someone makes a discriminating call out in the street, and I really need to grow up, because I will react and
just yell back.
Yell back. I will get up in there and I will say to them, "Is there an issue?"
Yeah.
And I do not. Like, I need to learn how to shut that voice down because it's not good, and it's not, I guess, conducive for growth. But look, I'm no good at that stuff, because I think maybe it's from where I grew up. Like, I grew up in the equivalent on the Gold Coast would say be Broadmeadows, or a suburb that is renowned for having a bit more angst and a bit more fiery locals. So I'm from Narang on the coast, and if someone says something,
you say something back.
You say something back, and you stand your ground, and it's not good. It's no good. And we have got a message in from onair at joy.org.au. You can shoot us an email too. Hey guys, I'm loving your show, listening to you with a drink and having a massage in a massage chair. Tristan, thanks for that, Tristan.
Well, I wish I was doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to be in a massage chair.
Maybe we should get some in the studio.
Could you imagine?
And just like occasionally just,
No, when I'm getting a massage, I'm a groaner. I'm one of those, I felt good.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure there might be some people out there who like hearing the moans. But
that's interesting to hear, Dil, because I don't know, like I'm good at comebacks. Like if someone says something to me, I'm very, like, I think I'm good at just saying something straight back and not worrying about it. But when it comes to, like, a situation like that, I just get so shocked that someone can say something so horrible that I'm like, my brain just shuts down to the point where I'm just like, what?
Right. Yeah. See, I definitely am a pit bull. And I'm ready to bark at the best of time, at any time, really. Probably if I was in that situation, I would have said something that would be quite cutting, and also that wouldn't be mature. I don't know why I groaned before that. I was like, it's so hard to be mature. No, but I think it's uncalled for. And I think, do you surround yourself with progressive people as well?
Oh, for sure. Like I would never have something like that happen from someone like one of my friends, or even one of my friend's friends, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why, because it is such, like, just as that old lady probably had a culture shock when she saw you and your girlfriend kissing, and just not even making out, but just like kissing. It's such a culture shock for, I guess, to be on the other side of the looking glass. But it's still, it's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable in this day and age. I know that, working in the club that I work at, there are some people that still hold on to, I guess, traditional values from, and they're the older generations. But and it spins me out, and I have to bite my tongue a lot of the time, or I just don't serve them.
That's clever.
That's another way. It's like, oh well, you know, if you're going to discriminate and act like
a big a-hole.
Yeah, well, I am vindictive as they come, buddy. You get served last.
Well, you have power, so you can exercise
I do. Or, you know, they might be halfway through finishing their drink and, oh, that drink gone now. You go buy yourself another one, and you better tip. Or else I'm just going to keep doing it. Please employ.
Moral of the story, don't annoy Dylan ever, because this is coming off quite terrifying.
And that's about the same level of effort it takes for me to make my green tea in the morning. You should see me when I'm working up a sweat.
Uh-oh.
But we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know any experiences that you've had. 0427 Joy 949. You can call front desk on 1300 Joy 949, or shoot an email on air at joy.org.au. And remember to keep those texts coming, because coming up is Gay School, and we'll be talking about all the issues critical to LGBTI youth.
So many issues.
So many issues. And it's not just in Australia, but it's also overseas. Well, coming up is also an article concerning an 18-year-old from the States who was in an adult film and recently expelled from his high school. We've got more of Generation Next coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the Twinkiest Show on Joy 94.9, Generation Next.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.